Now we have a very different story for you about the way the world is changing. It's about stepping. It's a kind of combination of synchronized dance and march that is a tradition among most African-American fraternities and sororities. Well, that is until last week when a team from Zeta Tau Alpha, a traditionally white sorority, beat five other teams to take home the $100,000 top prize at the National Sprite Step-Off. The performance, which was from a chapter from the University of Arkansas, stunned the audience. You can hear that crowd reaction. Now, videos of the event went viral on the web, setting off a frenzy of comments ranging from praise for the performance to accusations that these young women had somehow hijacked a black tradition. The event sponsors have since declared the second place finishers, members of the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority chapter at Indiana University, to be co-winners. Organizers said that there were scoring discrepancies, but the question lingers: did Zeta Tau Alpha win the prize fair and square, or is there some politics afoot here? Dare we say it, racial politics afoot? So we wanted to know more, so we called Alexandra Cosmitis. She's a member of Zeta Tau Alpha at the University of Arkansas. She's with us on the phone now from the Zeta House. Welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So how did you get interested in stepping?
Well, our chapter became involved with stepping about 16 years ago, and the Alpha Kappa Alpha chapter on our campus holds an annual Unity Step Show, and they invite all of the fraternities and sororities to compete in it. And so we started that, and we've been doing it ever since.
What do you like about it?
Well, I really like that I get to know a couple of girls on a more intimate level. We have a really big chapter of over 200 women, so it's hard to get to know everybody. But when you're with, you know, nine girls every day for 3 or 4 hours at a time, you get to know a lot about them, and that's a really unique opportunity.
What made you enter the Sprite Step-Off?
We were preparing for our Unity Step Show, and we heard advertisement for the Sprite Step-Off, and it was coming to Fayetteville as one of the qualifying rounds. So we thought, you know, we already have a show together. We might as well try to do it, and it's something that we really enjoy. So we did.
Did you know that you were awesome?
We thought we've always done really well in Unity, you know, placing first or second for several years in a row. So we thought we had a good chance. We just never competed at that level before.
All right. Well, clearly you made an impression. I just want to play a short clip of the performance, particularly the end after your chapter left the stage and the crowd went wild, something the MC of the event clearly took notice of. Let's just listen. Stepping is for everybody. Okay. Did you hear all that? I mean, could you still hear that reaction when you left the stage?
I was actually running back on stage to pick up girls' glasses that had fallen off, so I did hear them.
What did you make of that? What did you think you were hearing there?
I thought it was just acceptance that we came and, you know, we were the underdog and everybody accepted us.
Did you hear some surprise that you could do it?
Yes, we thought we could do it, and we did.
Well, how do you feel now that you won, and then there was this whole business about the scoring discrepancies? Do you buy that?
Coca-Cola has told us several times that they're a company of integrity, and that's one of their values. So if they instill that in their company, I think that they would practice that throughout. So I think that there probably really was a scoring discrepancy, and they did what they feel was right, and all we can do is respect their decision and be happy that another chapter has some scholarship money as well.
But I mean, I'm wondering what you make of the whole thing, because there is a little racial overtone to this, I would think. Do you think that it's like this is a white group, and so this white group can't, you know, this feeling that, oh, perhaps this tradition has somehow been, I don't know, what's the word, diluted, hijacked? I don't know.
I think with change, you're going to have people that don't like it, and then you're going to have people that embrace it. And I think we've just seen both sides of that, and our step team's just trying to focus on the positive.
I wanted to ask, what's the reaction among the chapter members about this? Because on the other hand, I mean, can you imagine if you were African-American ice dancers, for example, and somebody were to say, you don't belong here, people would not find that acceptable.
Right.
So I'm just wondering if there's any, you know, are there any feelings about this?
As far as our chapter goes, you know, we announced it in chapter, and everybody already knew before then anyway. And they were all, like, really excited for us. And we had a couple of girls actually drive from Fayetteville to Atlanta, which was, like, 14 hours. So the whole chapter is focusing on the positive. And, I mean, we're going to have people that despise what we're doing, but we're not going to worry about that.
Well, this is a heck of a way to cap off your senior year, isn't it?
It really is. It's a great way.
What do you think you'll learn from all this, besides the fact that you kind of had a great performance? And just for people who haven't seen it, I really urge you to see it, because it's the costumes, everything is done to a T. So.
I think the biggest lesson to take away from this is that if you set your mind to something, you can do it. Our sorority teaches us lots of really good values, and this is just another one that I got to experience.
All right. Alexandra Kuzmitis is a senior accounting major at the University of Arkansas. She's a member of the Zeta Tau Alpha sorority and the winning step team at the Sprite Step Off. And we wish you every good wish for your next phase of your life.
Oh, thank you.
She was kind enough to join us from the Zeta House at the University of Arkansas. You can see a video of the contest by going to the Tell Me More program page at npr.org. Alexandra, thanks.
Thank you.